Welcome to the Learning Needs and Issues podcast with
Natalie,
Laramie,
Christine.
On our podcast, we'll be discussing learning needs and issues of children and adults in America. This is the largest disability category with 2.4 million students in the USA. Some of these types of learning disabilities include dyslexia, which is difficulty with reading, writing, spelling, and speaking, dyscalculia, is difficulty doing math problems, understanding time and money, remembering math facts.
Dysgraphia is difficulty handwriting, spelling, organizing ideas. Dyspraxia is difficulty with hand-eye coordination, balance, and fine motor skills.
Auditory processing disorder is difficulty in interpreting what the ear hears, which is different from having a hearing impairment. And visual processing issues, which is difficulty interpreting what the eye sees, which is different from having a visual impairment.
You may be wondering what are some ways parents, teachers, and others help out. First, you need to keep in mind that everyone deals with different struggles. You need to first find a way to deal with them in your own way to help your child. First, you should become an expert in how to deal and help out because everyone has a different way to adapt to learning new things. Be an advocate for your child. You may have to speak up from time to time again to get specific help that is to fit your child's needs. Identify how your child learns best. Some people learn best by seeing or reading, others listening, and others by doing. You can help your child with a learning disability by identifying primary learning styles. For example, visual learners may learn best by seeing or reading. Do well when material is presented and tested visually rather than verbally. Benefit from written notes, directions, diagrams, charts, maps, and pictures. And may love to draw, read, and write, and are often very good at spelling.
Auditory learners learn best by listening, do well in lecture-based learning environments, and on oral reports and tests, benefit from classroom discussions, spoken directions, and study groups. May love music, languages, and being on stage.
Kinesthetic learners learn best by doing and moving, doing well when they can move, touch, explore, and create in order to learn. Benefit from hands-on activities, lab classes, props, skits, and field trips. May love sports, drama, dance, material arts, and arts and crafts. Be sure to take charge of your child's education and don't let someone else take control of what your child's needs are to learn. Take notice of the learning style your child ends up having due to their disability. Figure out the best way to help your child study and learn better in school.
Some study tips for visual learners could be using books, videos, computers, visual aids, and flashcards. Making detailed color-coded or highlighted notes, making outlines, diagrams, and lists, using drawings and illustrations, preferably in color, or taking detailed notes in class.
For auditory learners, reading notes or study materials out loud, use word associations and verbal repetition to memorize, study with other students, talk things through, listen to books on tape or other recordings, use a tape recorder to listen to lectures again later.
For kinesthetic learners, get hands-on, do experiments, and take field trips. Use activity-based study tools like role-playing or model building. Study in small groups and take frequent breaks. Use memory games and flashcards, and study with music playing in the background.
Think about your child's success in life rather than just success in school. It's not just about academic grades. It's also about helping your child have a healthy sense of self-worth, the willingness to ask for help and accept help, the determination to keep going despite the harsh challenges, and the ability to form healthy relationships with others around you.
To help with self-awareness and self-confidence, have your child list their strengths and weaknesses and talk about your own strengths and weaknesses with your child. Encourage your child to talk to adults with learning disabilities and about their challenges, as well as their strengths. Work with your child on activities that are within their capabilities. This will help build feelings of success and competency, and help your child develop their strengths and passions. Feeling passionate and skilled in one area may inspire hard work in other areas too.
For people with learning disabilities, being proactive also involves self-advocacy. For example, asking for a seat in the front of the classroom, and the willingness to take responsibility for choices. Some ways to help with this would be to talk with your learning disabled child about problem solving and share how you approach problems in your life. Ask your child how they approach problems. How do problems make them feel? How do they decide what actions to take? If your child is hesitant to make choices and take actions, try to provide some safe situations to test the waters, like choosing what to make for dinner or thinking of a solution for a scheduled conflict, and discuss different problems, possible decisions, and outcomes with your child. Have your child pretend to be part of the situation and make their own decisions.
Help your child set realistic goals. Some ways to help your child do this is to help your child identify a few short or long-term goals and write down steps and a timeline to achieve the goals. Check in periodically to talk about progress and make adjustments as needed. Talk about your own short and long-term goals with your child, as well as what you do when you encounter obstacles, and celebrate with your child when they achieve a goal. If certain goals are providing them too hard to achieve, talk about why and how plans or goals might be adjusted to make them possible.
Help your child know how to ask for help. You can help them with this by helping your child nurture and develop good relationships. Model what it means to be a good friend and relative so your child knows what it means to help and support others. Demonstrate to your child how to ask for help in family situations and share examples of people needing help and how they got it, and why it was good to ask for help. Present your child with role-play scenarios that might require help.
If children with learning disabilities learn how to regulate stress and calm themselves, they will be much better equipped to overcome challenges. To help them to do this, use words to identify feelings and help your child learn to recognize specific feelings. Ask your child the words they would use to describe stress. Does your child recognize when they are feeling stressed? Encourage your child to identify and participate in activities that help reduce stress, like sports, games, music, or writing in a journal. And ask your child to describe activities and situations that make them feel stressed. Break down the scenarios and talk about how overwhelming stress might be avoided.
It may seem like common sense that learning involves the body as well as the brain, but your child's eating, sleep, and exercise habits may be even more important than you think. If your children with learning disabilities are eating right and getting enough sleep and exercise, they will be better able to focus, concentrate, and work hard. Help them by getting them to exercise, sleep regularly, and eat a healthy and consistent diet.
In addition to healthy physical habits, you can also encourage children to have healthy emotional habits. Like you, they may be frustrated by the challenges presented by their learning disabilities. Try to give them outlets for expressing their anger, frustration, or feelings of discouragement. Listen when they want to talk and create an environment open to expression. Doing so will help them connect with their feelings and eventually learn how to calm themselves and regulate their emotions.
I hope that these tips and information will help you out with your knowledge about learning disabilities.